This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It is my pleasure to say hello and welcome to another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have some fun. We're going to be doing some test drives of new vehicles, 2017s, 2018s, with our good friend Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors. And we're going to be also talking a little bit about automotive history with Tom, because he does some great stories for Consumer Guide, including one I was looking at a little bit earlier today, the 12 fastest cars of 1984. And you guys are going to be very surprised at this list of vehicles and the 0 to 60 times that were the best, the top of the heap for 1984. It will definitely show you how far we've come. Coming up in hour number two, on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who's got a brand new television show launching on the Velocity Channel. He's out of St. Louis, and we'll be talking to that gentleman. And also, we'll be getting some oil help from George Douglas from AmsOil, who's got the website oilhelp.com. And by the way, feel free to email George at oilhelp.com with any oil-related questions anytime throughout the week. And also, because you're a listener of this program, he's going to hook you up with something really special. So all you have to do is drop him an email, say you heard it here on Auto World, and he's going to treat you right. Again, it's George at oilhelp.com. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob at autoworldradio.com, bob at boblongradio.com. Right now, let's welcome back to the program one of our regular contributors. You can go to autoworldradio.com. You can read this gentleman's bio and see his picture, because he's one of our regular contributors as publisher of Consumer Guide. It's my pleasure to welcome back Tom Appel. Tom, how are you doing?
Bob, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really excited to talk about some of the vehicles that you've got featured in the blog section, the Daily Drive, which is the one that everybody should be checking out at consumerguide.com. Let's begin by talking about Mercedes-Benz. It's a 2017 Mercedes-Benz AMG GLC 43. This is a relatively new offering. Tell us about this premium compact crossover.
Yeah, Mercedes-Benz seems to be moving its AMG products into two categories, the more accessible 43s, and they've just launched a bunch of these 43 products, and they all feature the Mercedes Excellent 3-liter bi-turbo V6, and then the 63s, and these are more expensive V8 products and more along the lines of traditional AMG products as being very high-end. But Consumer Guide was fortunate enough to recently test the GLC 43, AMG 43, and found it a very likable vehicle. This is their compact crossover, which is a nice vehicle in base form anyway. But in AMG form, you've got the big V6, I'm sorry, the turbocharged V6, the upgraded brakes, the upgraded suspension, and some interior tweaks too. And it's a very nice package. It gets a little expensive. Ours got close to $70,000. But that said, it's a very enjoyable vehicle. And if you're looking for something a little bit more than what everyone else has out there in the premium compact crossover market, but don't want to commit to something extremely high performance, this might be a nice way to go.
Yeah, kind of a good middle ground, and Mercedes, as they've done in recent times, continues to turn out some really beautiful looking cars, and this one's no exception to that. And certainly this is a very much of a hot segment, the small crossover marketplace.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to want to get into this market because they're selling big time, and you're right about being a good alternative to some of the more big buck vehicles in the AMG lineup. I personally love the AMG vehicles, and of course many of our listeners will be surprised to learn that Mercedes-Benz sells more AMGs in America than any place else in the world, and they sell more in the state of California than any place else in the world. So there's an awful lot of folks who are fans of these vehicles.
Yeah, and they're just going to be selling more of them now that they've got this sort of tweener 43 series of AMG products. And I think it's a really nice spot in the market. I think there's some white space there for them to really move in and pick up some market share.
Yeah, I drove last year the GLA with the 45 AMG, the four-cylinder crossover sport utility vehicle, which is not unlike the CLA sedan, and I found that one to be a bit of a hoot to drive. I remember the exhaust, especially when you first started it up. If you went out on a safe highway and was entering the highway and you floored it, the engine at shift would actually pop, which makes an arrested adolescent like myself, really, really happy.
Yeah, I've never experienced the GLA 45, but I have driven the CLA 45, AMG 45, and I agree with your assessment completely. I'm not super impressed with the base CLA, but the AMG is a transformed vehicle. Amazingly, despite the fact that it's just a 2-liter 4, good for almost 400 horsepower, it's remarkably drivable. It's a very smooth and rewarding engine to rev, a very entertaining vehicle.
Definitely. You guys recently had a quick spin in the 2017 Volkswagen Beetle Dune. Now, this is a special edition of the VW Beetle, and up until recently, my wife has owned, actually, let me stop and think, before we were married, she had two and one while we were married. So she's had three of these. And certainly the second generation, which is the one she had up until recently, was much better in every way than the first generation. It was the first generation didn't have independent rear suspension, and the first generation sold well to females. They tried to make the second generation a little bit more appealing to males, but ironically, it doesn't hold its value very well. I found that out at trade-in time. But this is a special edition model, and hers was a base model. And when you get into special edition models and more higher end, I think that's a little bit different story in the resale department.
Yeah, the Dune's an interesting vehicle. It's only available in a couple of paint colors. Ours is this, I think it's called sand, this sort of gold sand color, very attractive. Hearkening back to Volkswagen's dune buggy heritage, unfortunately, it's not rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, so it doesn't really have any special sand forging capability. But that said, it's a good-looking car, special wheels and tires. Looks like it's lifted a little in the back. It's not. Special interior trim. Comes with Volkswagen's really delightful 1.8-liter turbocharged engine. It's not as powerful as the 2-liter, but it is quick, and it's very easy on the gas.
It is, and that's exactly the engine that my wife had in her Beetle, and thoroughly enjoyable, as she said, not as powerful as the 2-liter, but nevertheless gets the job done well. And the thing that I've always loved about the reincarnation of the Beetle is it's a vehicle with a lot of personality, and you can't say that about a lot of vehicles. I mean, thankfully we're seeing more and more that have personality, but for a while there weren't that many vehicles, especially in the affordable price range, that had a real distinct personality, and anybody who bought a Beetle was somebody who enjoyed that uniqueness.
Yeah, and another nice thing about the new Beetle, or what's called the new Beetle, now it's just the Beetle, it's remarkably roomy for a compact coupe. All sorts of front seat space, and actually the back seat is useful once you've negotiated past the front seat to get back there. Actually makes great use of space, and there's some cargo space too. It is far more practical than I think people know.
So true. I mean, my daughter rode in that back seat, and so did I many, many times. We'll take a pit stop, and then more with Tom Appel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, that is me. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. It's my pleasure always to be with you, whether you're listening live on one of our great radio stations or whether you're listening on tape delay or whether you're checking us out online at GCNlive.com or perhaps you're listening to one of the new internet-based radio stations like TalkRadioOrlando.com. We welcome you with open arms. Tom Appel, a guy you'll hear quite often here on the program. He's one of our regular contributors, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of Consumer Guide. Consumer Guide Automotive has all kinds of wonderful things, including the Daily Drive. And you describe it, Tom, as a full tank of automotive news and commentary. Tell folks around North America and around the world a little bit more about all the cool stuff that you cover in the Daily Drive.
Our reviews, we try to have a little bit more fun and go more in depth with the car stuff at the cgdailydrive.com blog. There you'll find our long form reviews. Those are for vehicles that we have in the office and get more than one editor through. And we look at other stuff too. I recently wrote an article about vehicles that are now being used for hearses, now that Cadillacs are just popular for that job. And that's the kind of thing we look at. We try to have some fun with what's going on in the car world.
Yeah, and what a great name that you came up with for that. You got to laugh at these things. What else can you do? Dying to be different. 10 hearses that aren't Cadillacs. And the one that you've got on the cover here is the Lincoln MKT hearse. Now, the Lincoln MKT was based on the on the Ford Flex, and you know, actually wasn't a bad vehicle by any stretch of the imagination. Didn't sell very well. In hearse form, I find it, you know, a lot of people had problems with the styling of the regular one, but in hearse form, it is really ugly. I mean,
that is tragic, really.
I mean, just to think you lived all your life, and, you know, the line that I always use, which is true if you stop and think about it, you know, cars are such an integral part of our lives. There's such a connection between automobiles and music and automobiles and our lives, because, you know, the first time we have a ride in a car is when we're most people in 2017 are born in hospitals. So their first, what is their first experience? A ride in a vehicle from the hospital. And then when all is said and done, what's your last ride to the cemetery? It's in a car. It's in a vehicle. So you get it on the front end and you get it on the back end. And another ironic thing, Tom, you ever thought about this? You know, all your life, you know, you're rushing, you're late for work, you're trying to get to a store before it closes, and, you know, you're getting stopped by red light after red light. You just can't get a break. You're looking at the clock. You don't want to speed, but you're going to have to speed. You got to get there. Your boss is going to kill you. You have all that stress all your life, and then ironically, when you pass away, what do? They stop the traffic and let the parade of cars go right through the red light, because you got to get to that cemetery.
The one appointment you don't really need to make on time.
I mean, that's the one that you could be sitting at lights. I mean, what difference does it make if you get there in 15 minutes or half an hour? Well, we stretch it out, make it an hour-long cruise. But no, they got to put you right through the lights, you know. It's just kind of ironic, like a lot of things in life. And I wasn't aware of some of these makers getting into the Hurst field, the Buick Enclave. I can't say that is exactly a stunning beauty either. The Chevrolet Suburban, oh boy, I could see this being the manly man's choice. So, you know, if you're planning your funeral ahead of time, the late great automotive journalist David E. Davis Jr. loves Suburbans, and I bet you if he had been asked in his day, you know, when all is said and done, what do you want to ride? And he would have said, give me a Suburban. The Chrysler Pacifica, interesting, turning a minivan. It's even got the sliding door on the side integrated into that vinyl roof. Wow.
And they already got the Pacifica. That's the amazing part of this. It hasn't been out that long. Yeah.
I know. And the Dodge Grand Caravan minivan and its sibling, the Chrysler Town and Country minivan. I just don't see minivans as being a Hurst. Oh, my God. I love Jags, but this is one that I just... I mean, to me, Ian Callum is one of the greatest car designers in the entire world. And I don't know. This is a cross between the Pope Mobile and a hearse gone wrong. It's the Jaguar XJL. I'll tell you, is that just a European offering, or are they actually offering it here in the United States of America as well? Because that is one funky-looking hearse, although it would be classy to arrive in a Jag.
I did check. This company named Wilcox will modify a U.S. spec XJL, so if you really wanted one for U.S. duty, you can get one.
Wow, it's got nice wheels on it, too, as if you're going to be taking corners at high speeds. Yeah. Let's see, the Mercedes E-Class. Wow, this is an interesting design as well. It kind of makes the E-Class into a little bit of a pickup truck or minivan in the back. It's got a little strange side treatment going on there, Tom. It almost looks like the curtain should go down and a puppet show should happen there, you know?
It's an interesting modification because they have removed the rear door. So this is they've turned an E-Class sedan into an E-Class coupe because those are the sedan doors. It's a very interesting. A lot of work went into this.
This is the stylist's choice. This is the connoisseur's choice. You know, I've always loved coupes more than sedans, so I'm kind of a coupe guy. You know, boy. That one is interesting. And, as we mentioned, the Lincoln MKT, it answers the question, how can you make an MKT even worse? Make it into a hearse. I think it is one funky-looking hearse. And speaking of funky-looking hearse, Mercedes has got a pretty good-looking one there with the E. This one, the Metris, is that based on like a Sprinter van or something? What's going on with this?
The Metris is Mercedes' new midsize van that they sell in the United States for commercial. They're not very well known yet. They advertise them, I think, mostly to commercial fleets. But apparently they found a niche market here.
And here's the one for you and I, the Rolls-Royce Phantom. With its suicide doors. God forbid if the person committed suicide. That would be ironic. But we'll talk a little bit more about this one on the other side, because I got to soak it in for a moment or two. Everybody log on to consumerguide.com, hit the daily drive, and take a look at this picture right now. I'm Bob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
This show has been on the air since 1992, and we have talked about everything from car washes to hearses, and we're talking about hearses right now. I didn't plan to, but this is a great article written by Tom Appel, our very special guest. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And Cadillac has moved away from the hearse marketplace, and that has opened up some new players. And we've been talking about the new players, and the last one, as we ran up against the break, and a lot of people like my story email-wise about all your life, you're stuck at lights, but when your time has come, you know, they give you a police escort, They take you right through the red lights, and isn't that ironic? And boy, I never thought I'd see the day where Rolls-Royce would take their flagship sedan and make it into a hearse. I mean, as far as design execution is concerned, this isn't a bad one, Tom. And I know a lot of, I might as well say it, I know a lot of real phony baloney multi-millionaires out in California, having worked for Motor Trend for umpteen years. I mean, don't get me wrong, a lot of these people are very, very nice, but the truth of the matter is they're all phony balonies. If you get my drift, I'll tell you. I could tell you some stories, but I won't. But I could see them competing for this. This will do well in Beverly Hills and other affluent areas of the country. Is this available here in the United States of America?
I don't think so.
I
a lot about this. I don't know how many of those there are. I know this one particular one does exist. It was converted by a company called Beamy. I don't know the pronunciation. But this is a real car, really converted for funeral use, and it's actually kind of interesting looking.
It is. I mean, I'm shocked that they actually almost pulled it off. I mean, it's You know, the Phantom is a very square vehicle, and this one is got more angles going on in the back. But it's not bad. And again, to the company that put this together, you've got a client base out in Beverly Hills. I can give you a list of names, you know, that would love this. This would be it, and a great way to outdo the guy across the street, because they love to do that out there. This would be great in 90210 land. So I encourage more of these. This is going to be a pricey piece, because the Phantom itself, I've never driven a Phantom. I haven't had the pleasure of that. But the Phantom's got built-in umbrellas in the doors, and it's got a BMW 12-cylinder engine. Of course, the Rolls-Royce is now owned by BMW. Now, let me see. Bentley is owned by BMW. Rolls-Royce is owned by Mercedes, right?
No, other way around. It's
other way around.
Rolls-Royce is BMW, Volkswagen. And Bentley is Volkswagen.
Volkswagen Group. Of course, Bentley, the Volkswagen
yeah.
Group. What was I thinking? With all the W12 engines and the Bentleys and the Volkswagen Phaetons and all that. But, yeah. Boy, it's just the style of this has got my, yeah. Now, there may be, maybe you and I should get into, we should open up shop out there in Beverly Hills, because I think we could really do well. And why don't we continue in a looking back form? We're going to talk about the fastest cars of 1984. But before we do that, I've loved the way you've written this article. It's called No Laughing Matter, 5 Cars We Make Fun Of, But Maybe Shouldn't. And you do a great way of summing this up. And the first one here is the 1958 to 1960 Edsel. I have a friend who's a contributor here to the show, former Kelley Blue Book collector car market editor Phil Skinner, collects Edsels. This is his favorite car. The wrap, you've got a product failure, no question. The truth, it was a commercial failure. But deserving of ridicule, you write, Tom, not really. This car actually had a lot of features ahead of its time.
Yeah, it did. It was a quick car, and it was really no more flawed or mechanically troubled than any other vehicle of its day. I've heard some people say that maybe quality control wasn't where it should have been. But unfortunately, too many people remember the Edsel or understand the Edsel story as the car having been terrible. And in fact, it was not a product issue. It was a marketing issue. The market for sort of mid-price sporty cars just died. America was heading into a recession, and Chrysler had been looking for something to compete more or less with Oldsmobile, and that market evaporated on them, and they just had nothing going on. So when they launched this car, there weren't buyers for it, and it wasn't the car. It was just overcommitment by Ford to reach out for a market that just wasn't there.
So true. The 1971 through 1977 Chevrolet Vega, which was available in many different forms. There was a coupe. There was a notchback coupe and a hatchback coupe, and there was the estate wagon, and they even had a Cosworth edition. The wrap, you're right, plagued by quality and design issues. The truth, plagued by quality and design issues. Deserving of ridicule. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, these were pretty bad, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And one of the interesting things that I think a lot of us have forgotten about the Vega is it was not meant to be a cheap car. When General Motors launched it, it was actually priced comfortably above its competition. It was more than Pintos, it was more than Gremlins, and it was supposed to be this sort of high-tech, new-agey small car that was going to be very efficient and sort of be superior to these other vehicles. And then immediately there were the head gasket problems. And then the efforts that General Motors had made to make them rust-proof actually failed miserably, and the car rusted faster than almost anything else on the market, unfortunately.
You could hear it rusting in place, yes.
That's what I've heard.
The next one on the list here, I remember showing this one to my parents because I thought it was cool for the day. 75 to 80 AMC Pacer. The wrap, strange-looking sales dud. The truth, radical. Yes, it was. It was a radical design for its day. It was wide and short, and it had that kind of fishbowl look. One, the passenger side door cut into the roof for more space. This, of course, was the star of the Wayne's World movies. radical and surprisingly popular, deserving of ridicule. You're right, not at all, and I would agree with you as well. Nowadays, these are pretty collectible, believe it or not.
They are, and I'm interested in knowing exactly what point in time the public opinion turned on the Pacer, because when they were new, they were very popular, and they were selling for comfortably over list. I knew a guy whose father, in around 1975, was looking for a Pacer and ultimately gave up because he couldn't get what he thought was a reasonable deal. Dealers were holding out. And slowly, I think, the look wore thin on people. It wasn't updated quickly enough, and I think that it was just a little bit too radical and surprising-looking. And once early adopters had sort of purchased enough of them, the market slid away on AMC.
And finally, we've got the 1980 General Motors X cars. These were the first, they always had the front-wheel drive Eldorado and Riviera and Toronado, but this was the first attempt at a moderately priced, futuristic, supposedly ahead of its time vehicle, front-wheel drive. I remember a friend in college whose dad owned a Chevrolet dealership, a kid from New York. I went to college near Boston, and I felt sorry for the kid because, you know, he had a pretty underpowered for its day Camaro Z28. And then when these came out, it flipped to an X11 Citation, and I still remember him, you know, spinning those front wheels and how silly that looked.
I remember thinking the X11 was kind of cool. The 2.8-liter V6, what was it, 4-speed manual transmission?
Yeah.
Smoking the front wheels was a crazy thing, because not a lot of people could do that.
It's true. Plagued by design and quality issues, that's the rap. That is the truth. Deserving of ridicule? Absolutely. More with Tom Appel. We're going to talk about those fastest cars of 1984 and also more new car test drives around the bend as Auto World continues all across North America and around the world.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to hit my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We got one more to tell you about. This is Bob Log. You're listening to Auto World. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Check out the Daily Drive, 100% free. All kinds of great goodies. Tom wrote an article just a few days back. No laughing matter, 5 cars we make fun of but maybe shouldn't. And the last one on the list is a vehicle that many people consider to be one of the ugliest designed vehicles in the history of the automobile. It was available from 2001 to 2005. However, there are lots of people that love this vehicle, and the vehicle I'm talking about is the Pontiac Aztec. The rap you write, Tom, very appropriately, ugly and crappy. The truth, just ugly. Deserving of ridicule, not really. Tell us a little bit about your findings with the Aztec.
Yeah, Consumer Guide spent plenty of time with different Aztec models over time, and once you got past the fact that the styling was indeed controversial, if not just downright ugly, it was a completely functional vehicle. Most people know by now it was mechanically based on GM's minivans at the time, and that really contributed to the weird, ungainly proportions of the vehicle, but that also meant that it was roomy inside, handled reasonably well, was reasonably quick, and got pretty good mileage thanks to GM's collection of still active pushrod little V6s that were everywhere at the time. Quality control wasn't great. There were a lot of hard plastics on the inside, and maybe fit and finish wasn't awesome, but as a functional vehicle, it was very useful.
Definitely a great article everybody should check out. And also, you've got a kind of a sub-article. You know, Jeff Foxworthy has, you might be a redneck. Well, you might be a Generation X guy if you got to check that one out. Tom's got some real gems in there. I won't give it away. Let's talk about some other new vehicles, and then we'll talk about the fastest cars of 1984. It doesn't seem that long ago, but believe it or not, it is a long time ago. But let's talk about some other vehicles that you guys have driven in recent times. We've already told you about the AMG Mercedes, the crossover, and the Volkswagen. Let's talk about a vehicle that I had during the hurricane down here in Florida, and we used this vehicle to get away from the hurricane, the 2017 Mazda CX-9 Grand Touring. And I was very impressed with this vehicle and curious to see how you guys came away from the drive.
Yeah, we too. Very impressed with this vehicle. The Mazda CX-9 is Mazda's midsize, really almost large crossover. And the previous generation of this had lingered and was still subject to, or still included a lot of Ford engineering. It was a leftover, and the vehicle had been around that long. It was still using an old Ford 3.7 liter V6. Not very fuel efficient, but nice vehicle. The vehicle's all new for 2017, makes use of a new 2.5 liter turbocharged engine instead of a V6, and makes use of Mazda's SkyActiv design technology, and it's lighter than before, it's roomier than before, it handles better than before. The only thing that may not be is better looking than before. I'm getting a lot of comments about the grill on this vehicle.
Mm, a little overdone in the grill department, but lots yeah. of room. You know, if you fold that third seat down, it really opens it up and certainly delivers really decent fuel economy, some good interior execution-wise as far yeah. as materials as well. But it gets a little bit pricey. I mean, the vehicle you guys had, $43,610. And for some people, that may be just a little too much for a Mazda. But nevertheless, a good vehicle, in my opinion.
Yeah, we were very happy with it.
All right, let's go back to 1984. This is going to be fun. The 12 fastest cars of 1984. Boy, if we compare this to the 12 fastest cars of 2017, you're going to be shocked. So are you ready? What was the fastest car? Of course, it was the all-new Corvette, the groundbreaking C4 Corvette for 1984. Had a lot of technology. The C3 had run for so many years, since really 68. And to 82, they didn't make any 83s. So this was a big deal, this 84 Corvette. And I remember sitting in and wishing someday I would own one. And I ended up owning a C4. It was a 1993 model, which I kept for 5 years. Had some bugaboos, but nevertheless, it had a lot of technology. But here's where it gets scary. I mean, the one I had much more power than this, but when it was rolled out in 84, 205 horsepower, 5.7 liter V8, equipped with a 4-speed automatic transmission, gave you the best 0 to 60 run, 7.3 seconds for a Corvette. Not too fast for a Corvette.
No, any Accord V6 will embarrass that number today. That's amazing. That was the Crossfire injection VA with a single throttle body injector for each bank of the VA, which was very cool at the time.
And the Camaro Z28, which is right on its tail, it's 0-60 in 7.8 seconds, also utilized this Crossfire V8 a little bit less power than the Corvette at 190. But, compare that to the ZL1s of 2017. We've come a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, too, to think about the power-to-weight ratios of these cars and the efficiency of these engines. You had a 5-liter V8 that couldn't do 200 horsepower yet, which is astonishing today.
It is. Shows you computing technology, engineering have all come to the aid of all of us car enthusiasts and folks who love the performance cars. Ford's Mustang SVO was a very interesting car. This used the, ironically, 2.3 liter, the same one that you get in the new Mustang with the EcoBoost, a 2.3 liter intercooled turbocharged four-cylinder engine. It had an adjustable suspension, had unique wheels and everything else, but not exactly quick. 0-60 in 8.2 seconds.
Yeah, SVO is supposed to be a high-tech vehicle, too. The turbocharger, the not direct injection, but the fuel injection, the small engine, and all of it was supposed to be very slick and sophisticated and European. And 8.2 to 60 was pretty quick, but I'm pretty sure that the comparable Mustang GT with a 5-liter V8 was actually slightly quicker.
Next one up is a car. I always love the design of this car. I've sat in them. I've never had the pleasure of driving one. The Jag XJS, 0 to 60 in 9 seconds, which is embarrassing, considering it had a V12. But when you look at the numbers of the V12, 262 horsepower from 5.3 liters, 12-cylinder configuration, a 3-speed automatic, which I believe was a General Motors 3-speed automatic, and
right,
a curb weight of 3,980 pounds. Always a good-looking car, still a good-looking car. Rick Ocasek from The Cars, the lead singer of The Cars, had one of these at one time. So did Frank Sinatra. Very cool car, but not a performance car by today's standards.
No, not quick. It was geared for high-speed use, though. It made use of a 288 rear axle, which was not really favorable to acceleration. This is the sort of car that even in those days could probably cruise at 110 or 120 all day.
In these days, you see them on sale at eBay Motors and such with the V12 being swapped for a Chevy 350, not uncommon. Nissan's 300ZX. Now, this was the 84 version, 0 to 60 in 9 seconds. This is before they got into turbos. It was a normally aspirated 160 horsepower, 3-liter V6. So, not exactly quick. And when I look at the styling today, it has a lot going on there and not necessarily in a good way.
No, not at all. But this was sort of the beginning of Nissan building really nice high-revving V6s, though. This was sort of an early precursor to that and the fine engines that would end up in the Maxima some years later.
Absolutely, and of course all the other 3.5 incarnations that go into Infinities and everything else in between. And the Porsche 944, 0 to 60 in 9.2 seconds. This was a cool-looking car. And the engine, again, quite underpowered by today's standards, 143 horsepower, 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, tipping the scales at 2,778 pounds. But a cool-looking vehicle, and it had the Porsche name.
Yeah, that's a great-looking car. I still want one of these.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it either. Mazda's RX-7, 0 to 60 in 9.4 seconds. And 100 horsepower, not too great there. And then Plymouth Horizon, believe it or not, at 9.7 seconds with its 96 horsepower, 2.2-liter 4, was also in the running, as was the Chrysler Laser.
Attention, Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.